Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Kia ora, Kirsten. How are you?
I'm good. Excited for today. This is going to be beautiful.
I think it will be. What are we talking about? What's our genre?
So we're doing a cappella, which apparently means as in the style of the chapel. So it refers to, now I know in some larger churches you get organs, but smaller chapels, and then, you know, lots and lots of religions have no instruments in the church. I know Islam, Judaism, and then some Christian churches, it's like just the human voice. And so it's actually referring to that. So it's any music that's just the human voice with no backing.
So in this sense, I guess genre is a little bit in the way we talk about some things where we're kind of drawing a ring around a bunch of very different things.
Musically, it has a huge thing in common, but some of the songs can be a cappella versions of different, what we would call genre. But I mean, we've been talking about genre as this more social collective thing, but some people do think it's just like a musical difference. So musically, absolutely, it's a genre. And you certainly say a cappella and people will know what you mean. Although, hopefully today will surprise you a little bit, because right now a cappella has sort of
Glee club connotations?
Yes, a cheesy reputation. You know, with the TV show Glee and Pitch Perfect. And you know, saying Glee club, in America they have, you know, competitive a cappella singing in high schools and in unis. Like, it's a really big deal. And a cappella singing is really hard.
Yeah.
To keep tune without instruments, and then, you know, if you're going to add in harmony, is actually a real test of skill. And I think that's why it's so popular, like online, because it's sort of a show off. Can we do it?
Yeah.
Can we sound good?
And also a lot of, especially when you think about that kind of like Glee Club style of a cappella, a lot of it is like recreating instrument noise with the human voice
too. So that counts as well, apparently. Like, think of Bobby McFerrin. That's a cappella, but he's doing bass lines and drums all with his voice. And he's part of this big strand of sort of jazz a cappella, which you hear leak into other a cappella all the time. And, you know, he had huge hit with Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Totally.
I mean, that, you know, and all these songs we're playing today are big hits. One of the iconic sort of a cappella hits is When the Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Oh, a classic. I feel like everyone learned that at primary school as
And that's been recorded and made a hit a number of times in a number of decades. And there's actually a really neat, I think it was on Netflix, documentary online about the family of the guy who actually wrote it.
Oh, cool.
Who didn't see much of the money from it.
Not cool.
In South Africa, you know, who you know, wrote it, and then it, people just called it folk song.
Yeah.
But he was there and people knew who he was and trying to get the money from it. But, like you said, people have probably sung that one themselves and keeping the parts. And it's a really great sort of communal thing, you know, to have chunks of people, you sing this part and you sing that part. Yeah, and that one's a fascinating story because it involved Disney, because there's a little chunk of it in
The Lion King.
Lion King.
I was just thinking of that. It's Timon and Pumbaa, I think, who walk along singing that.
And I noticed they took it out of this sort of CGI version,
which I haven't seen. I feel it's just too weird. I don't need to see Beyonce in that. I love Beyonce in her own right, but I just don't need The Lion King to do that for me.
But so his version of a cappella is this style called Isikatha Maya, when you think of Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Okay.
You know, that this is this a cappella, it's kind of got sounds and dance moves as well, that actually was competitive as well in South Africa between working groups, like companies.
Oh, that's,
you know,
so interesting.
They would compete in that. So, and Ladysmith Black Mambazo had a huge a cappella hit, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. So like... Yeah. People like a cappella and it sneaks in there. And I, you know, it's a nice contrast to the sort of highly produced, multi-layered sort of stuff we get sometime. Now, our first track is really serious.
It is. So just a little bit of a trigger warning.
Yeah, this hashtag
is,
trigger warning.
A Tracy Chapman song that I'm sure you'll all be very familiar with. It's Behind the Wall and it does talk about domestic violence. So that's just a wee warning there. It's quite a short one. So I think we might just play it and then talk about it afterwards.
Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. And when they arrive, they say they can't interfere with domestic affairs between a man and his wife. And as they walk out the door, the tears well up in her eyes. Last night I heard the screaming, then a silence that chilled my soul. Prayed that I was dreaming when I saw the ambulance in the road. And the policeman said, I'm here to keep the peace. Will the crowd disperse? I think we all could use some sleep. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all.
That was Tracy Chapman with Behind the Wall. That is such an amazing song. Incredibly, incredibly confronting track.
Yeah, and you can see like the choice to have it a cappella makes it so stark.
Yeah.
And serious. And then I guess, you know, focusing on her amazing voice as well. Mm. And so that's another kind of a cappella too, because we often think of it as groups and sort of harmonies.
Yeah.
But this is just one person singing.
Yeah. And it's straight singing as well. There's no layering. There's nothing else going on. And
yeah.
I think that's exactly what you said. It, for a song like that, that's probably the best treatment you could give it.
You can imagine, like, did they originally record it with some instruments and then pull it out in the studio and go, wait a minute, let's release it like that. And, you know, it's from a really successful album, 1988. And you can imagine on the album all this stuff. And then this song comes on and you're just like, whoa. It's just, for some reason, the a cappella makes it just hit you
so much harder.
It's
there's nothing more human than hearing a human voice.
I think that's sort of the big appeal of it, is this sort of humanity, and we relate to it. And like we were talking about before, that sort of participation, and you know, that anyone can join in. You don't have to train to play an instrument, you know, which not everybody has access to, you know, financially or socially. And so, you know, it's this just really sort of grassroots way of making music. You know, obviously probably the first music made was a cappella, you know?
Yeah, hard out. Our next track is by a group that I'm sure a lot of people will be sort of thinking about when we talk about a cappella.
Beach Boys.
All those harmonies.
Well, yeah, because, like, they do such rich harmonies anyway.
Yeah.
And it's nice to finally sort of pull the instruments off, because usually they do lots of instruments too.
Yeah, totally.
And just hear them. Now, what I didn't know that I looked up is this song, they never performed it live until 2012.
Wow.
And it's a 1969 song. And this has no lyrics either.
Why do you think they didn't perform it?
I don't know, I guess they wouldn't sound as good.
In between good vibrations and... This is called Our Prayer, and it has got heavy church overtones, not just in that title, but the sound is very choral,
which is funny for those like surf pop, you
surf
know,
pop.
Like
yeah. But again, I think kind of what you just said before, it really highlights maybe some of the traditions that the Beach Boys sort of came from as well, those like song traditions that they then turned into their surf pop music and made their whole sort of brand, I guess, came
from
that.
And being a group of, you know, there's brothers and a cousin.
Yeah.
You know, that's something you could imagine growing up, everybody, I know people like, nobody sits around singing. Well, in the musical families, you do, coming from one of those.
Yeah.
You know, and just practicing their harmonies.
We've had a few texts in about a few favourite songs from various listeners that have been done in a cappella by groups that aren't necessarily thought of as a cappella groups. Nick's texted in about Chawumba Wumba, who did an a cappella version of Homophobia, which is really interesting.
Wow.
And they also did a few on previous LPs, mostly oldie English Industrial Revolution protest songs.
Yes, that's that sort of, you know, that folk tradition of just the bard.
Yeah, totally.
You know, the balladeer or whatever, just singing.
Speaking of the bard, the balladeer.
How do I say goodbye?
I've literally sung this with my siblings at funerals.
This is actually an amazing song. This is Boys to Men.
And they echo that doo-wop tradition that was kids sitting on the street with nothing but snapping their fingers and singing in harmony. And so even though they're like 90s,
yeah,
but maintaining that tradition.
And it's got that like lineage of both, obviously Boys to Men being like an R&B pop group, but also the gospel tradition as well.
Yeah, and that sort of just really sort of florid singing and really sort of that group community sounding harmonies.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Scott has really great
beautiful
chords.
Beautiful harmonies.
Yeah, it sounds like church, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It really does.
Because they take us to church.
Yeah, Boys to Men. This person is not a fan of a cappella. Awful preppy barbershop. I mean, that, I feel like
barbershop is a cappella.
Barbershop is a cappella.
And yeah, some people really don't like it. And it has been sort of, let's say, overexposed.
Yeah, in the last 10 years maybe with all those, you know, TV shows we were talking
about. That's a sign that people enjoy doing it. So maybe it's something people enjoy doing rather than listening to.
Well, I also wonder if sometimes it's a little bit the like cringe factor. People get very anxious when they hear someone so, their voice so exposed that they're sort of too stressed by it, maybe. Although, how could you be anxious listening to this?
Yeah, imagine when you want to add some guitar to this. You know, like, just no good. It doesn't need it. Here we
go. Someone said sea shanties.
Yeah, yeah. Just
that's
that
a good
sort
one.
Of rambling dude just going on, and they keep to the tune.
Someone's also said House Martins, question mark.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. And Me and a Gun, Tori Amos, another stark beauty.
Yeah,
beauty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. To be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, try doing that. You guys will be able
practice that in the shower.
In the shower, just going to say, people in the shower with the hairbrush or the shampoo bottle. And when this came out, the video featured people that had sort of passed recently, like Jim Henson at that time, Sammy Davis Jr. And I think about, what was that year, 2016, where we had like...
All the famous people start to die. Yeah, yeah. Like David Bowie
and
everybody in Prince. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And everyone's like, oh, it's the start of the end. Well, they didn't know 2020 was coming.
Yeah, that's
so.
Right. Hold my beer. Hold my acapella.
Hold my acapella microphone. That was very lovely. Thank you for taking us to church today with the old acapella. It is really interesting kind of drawing a ring around a tradition that exists probably in almost every culture, I'd imagine, but definitely has some really core thing that gets you in your soul, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, it's like humans enjoying humans, you know, that, you know, there's a vibration, you know, the body is an instrument, you know, like that, the open body of a guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
That sort of, that's why different voices sound different because we have different shaped bodies.
Yeah.
And, you know, like some opera singers are really big, and so you're getting that vibration of the big.
It all comes out differently. We've had someone said TV on the radio. Someone's pretty sure that they did an a cappella song. And someone says, who does not like Stand By Me?
Oh,
hardcore. That is a great
fantastic
track.
Song.
And think of those old other old ones like Blue Moon.
Yeah.
I Only Have Eyes For You.
Oh.
And then there's other songs that I didn't include today that have a cappella bits.
Okay. Ooh.
You know, like the opening is a cappella and then they go into the song, or the end of it, they fade off the music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And stay a cappella, or a cappella bit in the middle, you know, the bridge. Or,
just to
you
get you.
So it is sort of all around. And I think it's something that will never go away, you know?
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for that, Kirsten. A cappella this morning on Travelling Tunes. What will you be bringing us next week?
Well, we're going to bounce the whole other direction like we usually did. We're going to do dubstep.
Yeah. Excellent. Tessa's face is absolutely
actually,
stoked.
We can do it in a cappella. Wow, wow.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
That was a terrible